we're doing this, I hope you know you take the time to either write the verses down in comparison, that maybe you make a mark in your Bible, because what I see is I see people that grasp this truth that I grasped 5 years ago. That's not a long time, really, 5-6 years ago, and still have trouble when somebody says something, being able to point the scriptures out to why they believe what they believe. Instead, they'll try to say it, or they'll say, well, there's somewhere in the Bible that says this, or there. That is not a way to defend it, because then it looks like you're defending it and the Word's not defending itself. We need to defend the Word by using the Word. I mean, that's extremely important. And I will tell you, I'm saying that because I can't tell you how many conversations I hear through the week at my work and forget where Scripture is, or try to have an argument without remembering the comparisons. If you can't do that, then it's hard to defend the gospel, you know. And you can confuse even more, you know. So in saying that, there's some things that we touched on last week. We talked about accountability. We talked about the apostles for the grace movement and for the apostle of the grace movement and the apostles of the kingdom gospel. We talked about even the angels, how they would preach an everlasting gospel. And then in Paul's doctrine, he says, do not even listen to an angel in Galatians. So there were some vast differences in that. Okay. One thing I want us to see that I thought was fun to look at, and that was when believers see Jesus. When believers see Jesus in Judaism, and believers see Jesus in Christianity, the difference. Tell you what, if you go to Matthew chapter 24, boy, this scripture used to confuse me like nobody's business. Matthew chapter 24, and look at verse 30. I tell you what, we'll start in verse 36. Now, this used to be read to me when I was young. It would scare me to death because I thought that some would be taken away and I'd be left here on earth. But if you study the Scriptures, it's the fact that those who are left here on earth are the ones that are going to save. The others are judged. But this Scripture, I'm telling you, would motivate me. And you know, we talk about scare the hell out of you. That's what they would use it for. The sad thing is, within 2 weeks, because I didn't understand, I wasn't scared anymore. It was just something that was a feeling instead of a truth. But I want you to see the difference in this, in Christians seeing Jesus and those who see Jesus in Judaism, the difference, okay? I got a little background music. I'm kidding. You're good. Matthew chapter 24, look at verse 36. Now you said that, it helped remind me to turn my phone down. Verse 36, 24:30-36. Here we go. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, let's notice that. It's the coming of the Son of Man. Okay? He's coming to earth. Right? Now, notice verse 40. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that in the good man of the house had, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, For in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Now this is a prophecy that is going to happen. Okay? And Christ is telling them about this. And of course, when He ascends into heaven, what do they say? He'll return in the same way that He came. Right? But a lot of people will read this and they'll make it as if it's the rapture of the church. Well, it's not. When He comes, those that are taken out of the way are facing judgment. Those that are there are with Him. Right? And so when they see the Lord come, He's coming to stay. Okay? Tell you what, go with me in the same place to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And verse 34. I don't know if y'all were ever taught the other way, but I always was taught the other way. In 17, verse 34. Again, the Lord says, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. I just noticed that. I don't like that.
Why one's going to be taken?
I don't like that at all. I've read this 10 times in the last week. It just hit me. Wow. Okay. I'm sorry, I've lost it now.
Maybe Mark will read it somewhere else.
I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left.
Now you have turned the table.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. Let's go on. I am just losing it, man.
I can delete it. Turn to someone.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it. What the heck? Let other people laugh. Verse 36. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. And the point is when Christ comes back, and he was told that he would come in the same manner that he was taken away, right? So he's coming to the earth. This is all they know, and all they're looking for is for this kingdom to be set up. Those taken out of the way is judgment. So we see that those who are who see Jesus, who are going to see Jesus, what they believe. Well, turn from here and go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Wow, man. Whenever somebody asks me my favorite verse again, they better read it first, because that's where I'm going. I used to use the verse, I used to love it when they'd say, somebody tell me your favorite verse. I can't remember the verses now, but I always use the one that said, He pisseth on the wall. Because, you know, he didn't know, and he'd turn, okay, let's turn here, he'd look at it, and then where do you go from there? That's when I was this little smart little kid. I'm a lot more spiritual now. Until I just read that verse. All right, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Look at verse 16. In verse 16 says, For the Lord... Now this is Paul, okay? Some of y'all are still turning. I'll give you time. Here the pages turn. This is important for us to see. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 16, the word says, For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them on the earth. Absolutely not. In the clouds. Okay? So the believers in Judaism are watching Him come to earth.